I showed my asshole to this Navy doctor once.
What?
So when I was 20, I signed up for the Navy. And I had to do a whole like physical for the whole day.
And then they
put me in this room with this one doctor. So depressed.
Guy or girl?
A guy. Like a really old dude. It looks like he's been seeing balls all day.
Looks like he's seen an asshole all day.
And he's like, "Do you have your pants? Bend over. Spread them." And he looked at me for 5 seconds. "All right, put your pants back on." And then like the next room was where you do the ball thing. It was just like.
What is he looking for?
I don't know. It was so quick too.
Yeah. Checking if he cheeked anything?
I don't know, I guess. I'm like, damn, that's his job. Because there was like fucking like thousands of other people there too, you know what I mean? And we all were assigned numbers where to go and shit.
See your asshole?
I know, straight up.
Give me the chink over there. He looks good.
He looks great. Yeah. You're in fantastic shape. You work out.
If you don't, I'll work you out.
Call me sometime.
That's a nice ass kick. Move along.
Oh yeah, 10 out of 10. All right, next.
Send that other, the other one over there, the pretty one. How did that make you feel,
dude? That shit was a long process. It was a whole day of like.
What would you do if you did it and he turns around and he holds up like a sign with a number on it to give you a score?
I'd be like, 9 out of 10, not bad.
I'll take it.
What was it, 3? 3? What the fuck?
Look at it again.
I know, fuck, man. I'm Korean.
Reassess. It's a virgin. I'll pull asshole. It open a little wider for you. I'll show you a pucker.
You like Korean starfish, bitch? Yeah. So anyway, the whole entire fucking day just doing physical shit and fucking tiring, bro.
With that guy?
No, that was one part. That was one section. But it was a lot of like waiting and then going somewhere and then like blood drawn and then eye test, hearing test. Goddamn. Hearing test is the hardest thing for me, bro.
They
sent me to another hearing specialist because they're like, "Your responses are very inconsistent." So they physically check my ear and everything. Are you deaf or something? I'm like, no, I'm just feeling bad at hearing.
Oh, you want to look at my ass in here?
Press the button when you hear the sound. Do I take off my pants? No, but they put me in this fucking like sound deafening.
I think
room.
I deserve a better score.
Everything you do, everything
you do. You gave me the chart. It wasn't that, bro.
Need to wipe consistently.
I don't even wipe it off.
Anal leakage problem.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, shit was tripped, dude. Yeah. But yeah, so that was my adventure of showing my asshole.
Beautiful.
To another man.
I like that story. Thanks. I never heard that one.
Oh, never?
No. Yeah, same.
Oh, what the fuck? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
shit.
We just know you signed up for the Navy, but
you never told us about you. Oh, that's why you're so comfortable showing us your asshole, huh?
I guess after that, I was like, man. I'm brave.
If I could show some stranger, I could show all my friends.
If some 50-year-old white man can see my asshole, so can the rest of the world. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And they call all my friends and family. Why is he not picking up his phone? He was trying to serve for his country, and now he's going to back out, blah, blah.
They do that?
So apparently, so legally, you can back out anytime you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just trying to guilt trip you to make, because they want to make that quota and shit. Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
So I was 20 at the time. And then, you know the Jollibee we always eat at?
Yeah.
That's the plaza where I signed up, by the way. So I always get a little nervous when we go there.
Because you think they're going to find you?
Well, the guy, I remember him very vividly. That's why.
I feel like he's probably moved on.
Maybe. But he's been there for a while.
He's like, "Hey, you're that kid from 10 years ago.
You're that fat Creek. Sign up." What the fuck? He backed out.
Hey, it's getting hot.
meditate, hydrate, don't forget to masturbate. Doctor's orders, not ours. Our orders are to sit back, Winnie the Pooh on the couch, listen to three bromo sexuals tickle that pickle. We listen to 3030 Podcast. Pucker up, shut up, and enjoy.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of 3030 Podcast. We are here today with August, Mihan, and our beautiful producer, Andrew.
Have you noticed there's never been an episode where we haven't said Andrew's sexy or beautiful or something like that?
I always add something.
Huh? Yeah. Wow. We always do.
It's just unconscious.
We're just going to keep it for every episode. It's going to be a thing.
He's a beautiful guy.
Or beautiful.
Yeah. You're beautiful, too.
Yeah, he is.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you don't have to lie to me. It's okay.
I dream about you.
Gross.
You're the first white man that made me feel something.
What the fuck?
Hi.
What the fuck?
Hello.
Okay, so for today, I thought we'd look over and answer some dating advices from kids or pretty much teens to their 20s.
Take a gun to school.
Yep. We are your counselors.
Most of these kids seem like they would.
We're going to be
school counselors.
Mr. Han, Mr. August of the after school program.
There we go.
Helping out these kids with relationship advice.
There we go.
Not even relationship. Most of these are trying to date.
Oh, I like it. What was the... Can we do like... What was the youngest you dated? Like when you first started dating?
Mm-hmm.
When was your first girlfriend, Andrew?
20. Like real girlfriend? 20.
Oh, yeah, we're late boomers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, we're what about boomers. Like puppy love kind of like...
High school.
High school, middle school.
High school.
Middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Did you have your first like girlfriend? I'm like, that's my girlfriend.
That's why it's like, does that count?
Yeah, I'm saying like puppy love.
Okay. Yeah, middle school.
I guess we're going by puppy love. I was elementary.
I'm not school. Done with Angie yet. Okay, go on.
Yeah, when's your puppy love?
So I remember when I was in class.
What age were you?
Like 7? Like 3rd, 4th grade.
When was your first crush on a girl? That was your first crush on a girl? Yeah, my first crush. And then after, tell me your first middle school girlfriend or whatever.
So I remember that crush. I was in class and then I had a pencil box and then like she was walking by. And for some reason, I spazzed out for some reason. Like she, and I made a fucking mess for my pencil box and she started helping me. And I became like super red while she was helping me. And then my best friend was like, oh! And I was like, oh.
Did you do that?
Yeah, and that fucker. By the way, Elliot, if you're listening, you fucker. He told her I had a crush on her.
Oh, he was trying to set you up.
Yeah, he was trying to be a homie.
He was trying to wingman you.
Hey, he likes you. And then.
Do you like my friend?
And I remember it was me, him, and then.
You want this milk?
Her and then her friend, right? You want this milk?
Go. Keep going. No.
And then we're having lunch, and then this fucker decides to leave with that girl, so it's just me and her. And I got so nervous, bro. I was like... So she probably thinks I'm a fucking freak by now.
You were already on your CPAP machine at 7?
But I remember I ate really fast and I left.
What was her name?
Huh?
What was her name?
Tammy.
Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy.
Hey, that's why you use that name, no? Didn't you call like a car that or something?
No. Tammy Lynn?
No, dude, that's from Ted, bro. No, I never. Yeah.
Okay, never.
Yeah. So Tammy was my puppy love. And then like middle school, high school, I told you about her. The one that got away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she. I want to count her as like my first.
The brown one.
Sure, if we're going by geography. We're going by geography, sure. There are a lot of browns, though.
Go to place. Burn skin.
That's that native?
Ow.
Ow. Yeah. The birds don't come here no more.
Bio water.
The bears have stopped walking. Yeah.
That was your first one?
Yeah. And our date, our first date was at the auto shop when I put on the movie Pirates of the Caribbean for her. I borrowed from Blockbuster. And we had a DVD player in the class. And I invited her during lunchtime.
How the fuck were you allowed to have dates?
That she wasn't though. She's not outside of school. So I had to plan it in school. Yeah, and then my homie, like my auto teacher, he like set everything up for me.
Yeah, dude, that's probably not okay.
Why?
Thinking about it, like letting two students.
Oh, he was downstairs though. Yeah.
He listened to me.
He's like, yes. to take off.
Do it.
Do it. You 15-year-old. He's
like, serious? Do it.
Do it. Master, are you pleased?
Yes. Strike me down. Embrace the dark side.
Yeah, that was my first time. What about you?
He just said.
I mean, like girlfriend though.
I didn't have a girlfriend in high school.
That was his girlfriend, middle school. His
middle school, girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Middle school girlfriend.
Yeah.
You? You had a lot.
I know. I called you the whore, right?
Who?
That's what Eddie said.
You called me a whore?
You're a man whore.
Oh.
Bro, I don't know why everyone thought I was a man whore.
Were you Deuce Bigelow?
I like Eddie's voice. He's a man whore.
Yeah, was I?
I don't know.
I guess so. We should probably ask him. I think the girl was my first real, first girlfriend. She actually came up to me in middle school. I was like, hey, do you want to be my boyfriend? And I was just like, okay, like, what is that? And I didn't really know anything. And then she would sit next to me and, like, be close. And I was like, and I was really nervous. And I didn't know how to, like, really react. And I remember one time she just, like, started putting her hand in my pants. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, no, no. And I was like, got all scared.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's over. I don't want to be your boyfriend. Bro, and she cried for like a week.
Oh, but you didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. And I was just like,
that's fine.
Yeah. That's my no-no square.
Only I'm allowed there.
Don't go there. That's my no-no square. You know?
How dare you?
Don't touch me. Yeah. Anyways, that was like my first like interaction, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Too fast.
Yeah. It was like 2 days, and she would text, and then she was just like, loop, and I was like,
say, hey,
yeah, dude, it felt like that, and I was just like, no, it's over, I don't want to be with you no more. It was freaking me out, dude. Fucking freaked out,
yeah,
it sucked.
Oh, damn, sorry to hear, dude.
Yeah, it's really random, too.
This is my no no,
yeah, that was like my first real. I don't even know if that was real, but I remember they were just like, do you want to be boyfriend? Yeah. And I was just like, sure.
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. I got an opportunity once, another time in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But then all my friends like, no, dude, don't. She's a slut. She makes out with everyone at parties. In my mind, I'm like,
you're like, yes.
I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with that. My friends are not really cool with it. Like, no, dude, you're getting your heart broken, bro, blah, blah, blah.
It's okay.
Yeah. So I didn't.
I can take it.
I was like, but I want love. Yeah, but she's like, you want to be my boyfriend?
Did you
I said, no, I'm good.
Aww.
Wow.
You care about what your friends thought.
I did. Yeah, but deep down, too, I was like, yeah, maybe I don't want to deal with the drama because if everyone's saying that she makes out, everyone's like, all right, like, I don't feel that special anymore. You know?
Yeah. Let's talk about the kids.
Who needs help?
Are they teens or tweens?
They're from 17 to 27. Single 27 year old.
Teens to young adults.
Young adults.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 26, and in the past year and a half, this has happened to me 12 times. I get to know a woman and eventually try to date her. When it comes time for bed, I am honest and I say I am a virgin, to which they always just leave. Whoa. Some even get mad at me and say I'm wasting their time. If this happens once or twice or even 5 times, I probably wouldn't be posting here. But it happened 12 times, and I'm honest, wondering how I'm going to get over this hump. What should I do?
Sorry for that bad streak. I mean,
when I used to tell girls I was a virgin, they were like, hell yeah. I have a book. I have my book. I could read you one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some girl was like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to teach you all this shit.
Oh, I think I saw it. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, yeah. It's like, teach me.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. Jeez, that sucks.
Did girls ever get mad at you in your version?
They didn't ask. They just We just went to it.
I'm going to take your
even
shit.
Even my first time. Yeah, I didn't even have a chance to be like, oh, I don't. It was just like, all right, we're just going to do it. Let's go with the flow.
I feel like, you know, they were like more like more aggressive if you said you were.
But he's a late bloomer. That's why.
Yeah, I was too. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Yeah.
How old is he again? He's 26. Yeah, maybe they're kind of like at the point where like, how have you not done this yet?
Yeah, but at least you're being honest. Mm-hmm. I give him props.
So you're going honest. For the wrong girls.
I think so.
12 yeah. of them?
Yeah.
That sucks. That's what I'm saying. Sorry for the streak. They're pretty 12, shitty.
12 yeah. year old or 12 girls? 12, 12 yeah. girls, 12 1 year old.
Oh, no. No.
Don't laugh at that.
No, it's just so wrong, bro.
But anyway,
moving on. Dude, I mean, I don't want to say lie because, you know, they'll know. You know
don't
I mean?
Lie, yeah, because you're going to get hard and they're going to be like, okay, do me. And you're going to be like, how?
Yeah, how?
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 How? How? Stick pee-pee in vagina. Don't come yet. Come later.
Rub quick. Make fire.
Role play.
How?
A lot of role playing.
Yeah, I don't think you can lie, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you have to be like...
Sorry for the streak, but you'll find someone that will be like, cool, let's work at it, you know?
Or
just be like J. Cole. That's one song about him getting laid, and he's all scared because...
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
What's it called again?
Oh, shoot, I forget. He's like... Something to get some.
Yeah.
And then he's like... He says he's...
I know that was for the first time.
Yeah, that one. And then it goes... See,
we're the greatest.
We know where J. Cole.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I said this for the first time. I was a virgin. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, anyways, that anyway. Was. Like, just if like, you couldn't tell from the way we sung it perfectly, like, you're the idiot.
Just go with it. Just go with it. Yeah.
Okay. So this guy.
Sure, you watch porn.
Was he has to know something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He yeah. beats off.
Yeah. So you gotta know.
Like, look. This is how I stroke it.
Yeah.
You try to do that to me.
Yep.
But nobody, and I mean nobody, strokes my meat better than me. Just try and beat my record. And then the girl leaves.
She leaves. Yeah, I think just be honest. And just next time, don't bring it up. Maybe if there's an opportunity. If you like,
what if she asks?
Nah, bring it up.
Bring it up.
Just tell her.
What if it's like a one night stand though? Like someone that's not even important. Like let's say you just got to hook up and she's like, you know what
you got to be with the right girl. I think a girl that, there's some freaky girls that are into that.
Yeah.
They'll appreciate it one day. You just, true. You just, what, I just wonder what kind of girl he's dating. Yeah. Or like trying to date.
And 12 shotdowns, huh? Mm-hmm. Just because you say you're a virgin. I feel like just trying to find an excuse not to get laid. I mean, for them, you know what I mean? Because from a girl maybe perspective, still, isn't that
maybe
bad?
Maybe he's
you know?
Still scared.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. I don't know.
What about good you, number. Andrew? Give us something.
What?
12 girls. You're a virgin. Every time you tell them you're a virgin, they say...
I think if they were really into you, they would still
yeah.
give
yeah,
you a chance.
Exactly.
You must suck. Just kidding.
You don't even know how to kiss.
Because it seems like sometimes if that's always the case, then it feels like it's a cop out for them.
Damn, you talk like a virgin.
You dress like a virgin too.
You sound like one.
You dress like Gap.
That's how the girls go.
What?
Damn, you look like a virgin.
A virgin.
You look like a sick virgin, bro. You ain't getting none of this pussy.
You look like a Mary. What's a Mary? Virgin Mary.
Whoa. You look like a saint.
Saint.
Saint Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Virgin.
Oh.
She's not a virgin. She got done by God.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
Did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they did it.
But well, how would you feel if you were Joseph, though?
If I was Joseph?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's like the ultimate cuck. What do you do? Ain't nothing gonna beat God.
You can't argue. Yeah. Like, God, did you, huh?
You skipped BBC. Fuck,
I know. Man, I should have ended with Julia. Fucking his former ex should be with Julia. Gabbing the wrong girl. Yeah.
That's pretty weird. I think there might be something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Or the type of girl he's dating.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. You're in the wrong crowd, bro.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or what if he's giving off like this vibe that he...
What if he's giving off your vibe, like desperate vibes?
Is August looking at me right now? This motherfucker. I don't have desperate vibes, ass.
What if he's just like foaming and frothing at the mouth?
He's a crab. He's a cancer.
Or as soon as the girl takes off her clothes, he's like...
Ew. Takes out a sick inhaler.
Damn,
girl. You looking fine, girl. Oh, wow. Oh, damn, girl. You looking so sweet. Oh, yeah. You like the periodic table.
That was a great performance.
That's what I picture.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. If a girl told you she's a virgin, is that, what would you do?
At this point in my life?
Yeah. Oh, like, or yeah. let's say you're like, yeah, your most recent relationship.
Oh jeez.
Or or you like the last person you dated.
Oh man, no. I don't know. Does she have a nice personality at least?
Yeah, she's
okay. She's fine. She's a cool, okay. I wouldn't count
would off personality exactly. Fucking dictate that for you?
It's just because I've dated people who are virgins. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's go through it. You've dated girls that are virgins, and what was wrong with that?
They become very clingy.
Oh, it's because they like say that they love you.
Or they're just like very like they get attached very like fast.
Yeah.
Are you a virgin too? Is that why you do that?
No.
Oh.
I'm just a lover.
You're just clingy.
I'm a lover.
Wow, girl, you're so beautiful. You're like AU, like gold on the periodic table. Yeah.
I love this. I love your new character.
This is the character for today.
The horny nerd kid.
Horny nerd kid. Yeah. inhaling Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
You just add a chemical reaction in my pants. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that? That's pretty gross.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know.
They'd have to say like really cringy things like, wow, checkmate. You know, like, like really weird shit.
Checkmate.
Just really creepy. Is it? You've been with girls who are virgins, and it turned you off. What age were they? Around the 26, around there, maybe?
23.
And then why did that turn you off?
They end up being very clingy.
They're very clingy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are the girls scared
that he's going
of having sex with them because he's going to like love bomb them or do that weird shit? You know, like yeah.
That's always a fear.
They say. You stick it in, and then he's like, oh, my God, I love you.
I want to marry you.
And then he busts.
Yeah.
One pump chump. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think that's like a fear?
It could be.
So you said girls, it also depends on personality. So for you, what happened with you?
Well, it's more like this. Like, if I can imagine someone like who ideally would like in a relationship, but she says she's a virgin, I wouldn't count that out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's say she finds she like meets all the qualities I want in a girl, right? But she says she's a virgin. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. That's not a big deal. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Other things can outweigh like your virginity kind of thing.
So he might be just a little weird too.
Could be. Yeah.
If it's 12 times, it might be him.
If they're just saying, "Oh, you're virgin, I'm out," it's like it's a little too quick.
He could be the variable. Yeah.
That's why it's too.
Yeah. There's probably other factors in there. Yeah.
What about you? The girl you're currently dating, she told you you're a virgin. Before you guys start dating.
She was so bangy, bro.
What?
Even if you say he's a virgin, she's still banging him.
No, not him. No,
but
him.
He's saying the other way around.
Oh.
I want to hear from his perspective.
I mean, I think it'd scare me a little bit because then I don't know how she would feel afterwards, but I'd still be willing to try if I like that person, right? So I'm into them. Might as well. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just observing you.
He's stupid.
That's cool. I like it. Oh, yeah. I like your answer.
Yeah. Because I think it just depends if you really like that person. Because yeah, if you don't, then it. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these girls seem like it's a cop out that is just like.
Yeah. My was a virgin.
Mm.
Yeah. And she said she wanted to do this thing. And I honestly just said, my first time was one of the worst times I've ever had. And
you legit got like.
Thanks, hon.
you said it before.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Anyways, it was one of the worst times I've ever had. Yeah. So I said, I don't want this to be anything but like on your terms.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I liked her for sure. But yeah. I just also made sure like this is completely on you. You're ready, you're not ready. Talk to me.
Yep.
But I just want to make sure, like, I was just like, I want this to be like a great experience and you feel safe and you're thought of first in this scenario.
Yeah.
And I don't think being a virgin deterred me from that relationship, but I think there's a very specific way you should handle it. I doubt the girls were doing that for him, but I'm just saying, like, maybe they were also like, this is a pretty big burden to like take on from another perspective. What do you think?
Yeah. And maybe all the girls he's meeting, they want to be led. They just don't want
to. They want him. They don't to, want. They yeah, want they him want to take charge.
They might feel they might feel like they're doing something, and then he's like, "What if like it turns into this?" Especially if they're just dating. I don't know if he's doing one night stands, but maybe it's not that serious where it's actually like turning into something where they are discussing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go pay for it and then come back.
That's all I was going to say. It's like, should he go lose it?
Go to this one plaza that I know.
There's also there's a subway across the street.
It's in the same plaza.
Yeah. So work up a sweat.
Yep.
Or not. Just like him, and just go get food regardless. Just
bring $300, yeah.
300?
Dude, a massage alone is like $60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about pricing. Do you know all the prices of everything?
No, it varies, that's why. It
well, like, the median?
Rough, yeah.
He's like, that's Rain. He's like Rain Man.
Yeah.
$300, yeah.
Let me just do the calculation.
Yeah. Because massage can be $50-$60. I'm ready for round two. Bring my Kung Pao chicken, please. My Mongolian beef is ready.
You're disgusting. That's so gross. That's disgusting.
You want my walnut shrimp?
What's that cool kid's name in Mean Girls? Something G.
Rapper?
Indian kid?
The Indian kid. Shit.
Kevin G.
Kevin G.
Kevin G, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Apoor.
Gupta, right? Or something like that? Kevin Gupta?
He actually became like a math professor, apparently, in real life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I just imagine Kevin G just trying to be the coolest nerdy kid ever.
He was the coolest nerdy
kid. He was. Yeah. And he also said, bring me my sweet and sour pork. What'd you say?
bring my Kung Pao chicken, girl.
My
mom would be for lady.
I'm Chinese. I just wanted to know if you want to eat beef or rockery.
Where'd you get that from?
I sent that meme to you guys a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's like the wedding song, and it's like, do you think my wife will like this? And then the next song is that.
It's Adele.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay, next one. I am a repeat friend zone offender.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. I'll show you a sex offender.
That was the title.
I'm a repeat dude. Wrong title, bro. Like, seriously, holy shit. Sorry, continue. That did not go. Did you think that too?
No, I don't think.
Well, I was waiting. Okay. I'm 24 and I've never had a relationship outside of high school. Every girl I've tried to have a relationship with ultimately end up in the friend zone. It's like a never ending cycle and I'm over it. How can I get out of the friend zone?
You got this.
Yeah, just don't be friends with them anymore. You have enough friends. If they're done, just move along. If they're not into you, just move along.
Do you feel like there's
a... Can you speak from experience?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, getting out of the friend zone.
Have you successfully got out of the friend zone?
Yeah, is there?
Is there getting out of it? Or is it you're permanently stuck there?
Okay, so it was one... after high school, there was one time where I was really close to this girl, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, we'd hang out every day. You know, it was, like, really cool.
Name, location, date, time.
Well, you might not know her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and... We were really close, like, yeah. After high school.
Okay. Who's that? I know the story. Huh?
No, but, like, we were really cool and stuff, right? And then...
just a bullet.
I took her to one of my dinner, like, get-togethers.
Okay.
One of the guys asked her for a number, and then they started...
In front of you?
No.
Like, while you're on the date?
No, we're not on a date. I just brought her as a guest.
That's kind of dating, bro.
I know, sort of. But the thing is, like, I didn't see what happened. But afterwards, she told me, like, hey, one of your classmates asked me for my number. I'm like, oh, which one? And it's the... I knew it was one dude. And this fucking guy, he's like a fucking player, dude. Like, he's been known to, like, notoriously, like, just date around, like, sleep with people, all this stuff, right? Okay. And I fucking knew it. So, I told her, I'm like, dude, this guy's bad news. Just don't. I kind of warn you, just don't do it. Apparently, they want a date, and they're going to go on
another. And now they're married.
No, they're not. They're not. They want a date together, right? And then I kind of got, like, really, like, a little frustrated by it.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I being mad because, am I, like, do I like her? Or am I being mad because it's some douchebag that's fucking, like, dating her, you know?
Mm. Douchebag. I don't know. Okay, which one?
So I told her straight up. I was like, you know what? If you're going to date him, fucking date me then. You know? I was like, I'm putting you on the line here. Yeah. If you're going to date this fucking douchebag,
fuck if you. You're going to date the douchebag, you should date me. That's a line, bro. That was a good line. That was a good line. I've never heard someone say that. Yeah. If you're going to date the douchebag, you're going to...
He was living a K-drama, bro.
Bro, he did, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Dude. I love it.
And then the ending title plays.
So she said she'll think about it. And I was like, oh, that's not good. So like a couple of days later, we met up and we talked about it. She's like, I just see you as a friend. I know you don't like me like seeing this guy, but you know, I'm interested in him. I know he gave me warnings, but...
You're like, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, then I guess this friendship's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stopped being friends then. That was when I was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
You had a pretty adult-like outcome for that. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You took a chance and you're like...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with striking out.
Yeah. So with friend zone, it's like, I don't understand when people, when they get rejected, they still hang around. So that hasn't happened to me. If someone
the ones that
me,
like
I'm
simp,
like,
okay, like yeah. The simpies,
yeah,
like I'll be there for you until
yeah, it's okay. I'll be there.
Yeah,
I think I learned that pretty.
It's like too. If you like them, that's the moment we get risk the friendship.
I always got told. That's it. Yeah, I always got told some shit like that. Like, I really want to find a guy like you.
Yeah,
you're like I am a guy like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it the same when they say like? Oh my God,
you're
like my
so
brother.
Sweet. That's sad too.
Oh, you're like my brother.
Did you hear that one too?
That one, no.
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 Oh, you guys are way cool. You're so cute. You're like a puppy. You're like a puppy.
So is that so like if they say that to you, do you stay away?
What?
If they're like, let's say you like that girl and then they're like,
oh, you're like a brother to me?
Or, but like you always hang out all the time and then they're like,
I think I called a girl you're older like girl, like my older sister.
The moment you say that, it kind of establishes that line.
I like, think I did, but I just, I never thought I had a chance. And then later she's like, I never thought of you like that. I thought of like, you know, I thought you were really like, I wanted to date you. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
But, you know, I have this one theory.
Are you
though.
Fucking kidding me? I could have been tapping that.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
I could have been fucking my sister. Damn.
Sweet home.
Out of the park.
Well, you know, I have this theory that, like, guys and girls, like, if you guys are friends for a very long time, sooner or later, one of you guys is going to get attracted. You know what I mean? And one of you guys is going to get, like, heartbroken.
Oh, that's your theory?
And the thing is, like, but if you don't find each other attractive, though, then I think you guys can be friends.
Do you believe in, what's it called?
Like, different sex friendship?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Jess. Like, we're, like, best friends.
So, platonic.
Platonic. Yeah.
Do you believe in platonic relationships? Andrew, go.
I do. I have a platonic relationship with my friend who I also say is, like, my sister, but it's not my sister.
Nice.
And we've been friends for almost, like, 12 years.
Have they ever liked you at some point?
No.
Oh.
Like, we've established it, like, there was even alone time, there was never a thought or, like, any of stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What about you?
Wow.
Wow.
I actually don't really have girlfriends. The only one I have is gay.
Oh, okay.
She likes girls.
So, like, even when you're younger and as you got older, there was no
it's either someone liked me or I liked them or something. Never really worked.
But you never had, like, a friend that was, like, a different...
I thought I did. I said there's a lot of girls I thought were just friends and maybe, like, I could have let them on or I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? But the more I think about it, just, like, yeah, I mean, it just never really worked out.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been friend-zoned?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Who hasn't? Can I recall the time? No, just kidding. No, never. Yeah, for sure. I don't know, man.
There was one time, I put myself in the friend zone, though.
Oh, wow.
Without knowing it, yeah. What'd you do? This was when I used to work at the market, right? You want to jump in my Corolla?
Let me tell you a story.
Why do you sound like the Joker? Like Heath Ledger Joker, bro.
Because he turns into that. The little creep turns into that when he's older, right?
All psycho.
Yeah.
The market I used to work at, there were like a lot of like coworkers who were just older.
Uh-huh.
And there was an older employee, a girl, right? Uh-huh. She wanted to hang out with me one day. She's like, hey, you want to grab lunch this weekend? I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I thought we were just hanging out because she just wants to be like a nice, like, quote unquote, older sister because we had a 4-year age difference.
Yeah.
Hot.
So I was still like low self esteem and like, you know, I was still a virgin at the time too. So I was like,
super hot.
So I didn't think any of it, of like her finding me attractive.
Yeah.
But we hung out so often. We went to watch movies together. We went to like baseball games together, all this stuff. You know?
It's hot.
And then everyone was like, dude, she likes you. And I'm like, no, we have an age difference. I'm sure she just sees me as like a little brother kind of thing. Did she say that? She's like, we never talked about it.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where like, I don't want to name call out.
If they're
listening or not. This one person. This one person who I entrusted.
Do it. Say the name.
I said, hey.
Say the name, we'll bleep it.
Okay, his name is So he was, I asked him, I was like, hey, like we were mutual friends. I was like,
yeah.
Do you think she likes me or not? Right? He's like, hey, you know what? Let me go talk to her and I'll figure if she has some sort of thing for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. And then apparently.
And then he got her number.
Apparently he talked to her and said that, no, she only sees me as a friend. I'm like, oh, see, exactly, blah, blah. And then after a certain time, like, we stopped hanging out.
Yeah.
And then, like, years later, when I talked to her again, like, because she moved away and stuff, we got back in contact. I asked her, hey, just random question. You know, back then when we hung out a lot, like, did you actually like me? And she's like, I actually did like you.
Mm.
And I was actually waiting for you to ask me out.
Mm.
And I was like, but then told me, and she's like, I never talked
to you.
Oh.
Yeah. But though, here's the thing. Part of it was my fault, too. Part of it was my fault because I didn't have the confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also were misled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, just, you know, go for it. Shoot the shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are always one-on-one hangouts.
It's hard, though, because I agree with you. It's definitely difficult to have, like, the confidence for, like, older girls.
Yeah.
and ones that are like kind of like,
because I was straight up 18.
Yeah, a little bit above your years, and you're just kind of like,
and she's 22. Shoot. Yeah.
I had a hard time. I think I went out with a girl and she was like 29 and I was like 17.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, she was hot. She was like an art grad and everything, but I was like, she's gotta like me, dude. We're spending a lot of fucking time together. Yeah. You know? And like, we just go out and go look at views and shit. I was like, dude, like, how is that not a recipe to? But I never did anything. Like, I was just like, oh, like, I didn't know. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I think I always do that with older girls. Mm-hmm. But it sucks because the older ones were the ones I actually liked too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always harder.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to have that confidence right out of high school too, you know? Especially like, for me, I didn't have that much dating experience anyway. So it's like, I thought we were just hanging out, you know? Because she didn't say date, we're just going to hang out. And each time we were hanging out.
Yeah.
But it's like, all of you were always one-on-one. You know what I mean? So it did feel like dates at times, but I was like, yeah, nah, man. She's just older, blah, blah.
Kind of hard to know the differences sometimes, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I don't even know what the fuck the question was.
It was,
how do you get out of the friend zone?
How do you get out of the friend zone?
Yeah.
You don't, bro.
You don't.
There is no way you get out. You move on. Yeah, that's the only way to get out of it.
Don't stick around. Because here's the thing. And they did this poll and study, apparently. Every girl has a backup.
What's the source?
Huh? TikTok. I always get my shit from TikTok. But it was always these studies.
Yeah, they do studies, apparently. Yeah. They do all these studies.
But here's the thing. Every girl has a backup dude.
Uh-huh.
Like, apparently, there's like 80%.
I think guys have backup girls too, though.
I'm sure. That's true. Yeah. But okay. It's like, apparently, girls do have a tendency to keep those purposely around.
Yeah, for sure.
Just in case things don't work out.
Yeah.
Because they know that they can get
dudes with big egos do that, just like hot girls do that, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The hot ones. Fuck all those hot people.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, Andrew.
Yeah, what Andrew, you're so hot.
I know.
You're such a hot guy.
With your abs.
You're so hot. Abs. You're so hot coming on yourself.
Have you ever got friend zone?
Everyone's been friend zone, yeah. Even if you don't fucking know it.
What's the most like memorable friend zone you like? Because for me, it was that one. It was
It was my freshman year in high school.
Uh-huh.
I really liked this girl too, and like, we would do the same thing. Like, we would hang out like every day, help her train for like volleyball for her sport. Like, I would be there for her. I was a simp as fuck. And like, but then in the end of the day, she only saw me as a friend because she liked this senior that's in basketball.
Bro, that's exactly how it goes.
Right? Yeah.
All the hot girls I liked in high
school. She was a freshman.
And straight up, same shit.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't beat the senior, dude.
Can't beat the senior, bro.
Yeah.
Until you're the senior.
And he has a car.
Until you're the senior and you beat him.
Yeah.
By beat him, I mean bring a gun to school. You win.
Oh, fuck. .33 does not condone school violence.
But we do condone collard greens.
All right. This kid says, how do I start talking to someone I like? I'm 17. I moved to a new town 6 months ago, and I've been adjusting to this life in this new place. I'm also in the school orchestra, and I've been playing violin for 5 years. What?
let me tell you how to do that. You just gotta have swag, boy. Like me.
I love it.
No.
Well, here, listen to it, because it gets more nerdy as fuck. Okay.
I'm captain of the chess team.
I was still in a mental gray area and moving and adjusting, and I had no interest in starting a relationship. But after the dust settled, I started to find the cello section leader cute. It slowly developed into what I think I can say is a crush. Now, I'm not sure what to do, or I've never really felt this way before. But how? I'm just a confused teenage boy.
Bro, you're in band. Everybody be fucking each other, bro. Just go up to her and she'll be like, yeah, I already did your friends anyways. What's another one?
Why is that like, you know,
I already did the brass section.
fuck, dude.
I skipped you.
I skipped you.
I'm on to a drum line. They got rhythm.
They got rhythm.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So he's into the cello girl?
Yeah, he's a violinist.
Okay. So they're both on the strings.
That's why, dude. You don't fuck with... You can't fuck girls in the same...
You don't show where you eat.
Quartet as you.
Yeah, don't show where you
eat. String section. Yeah. Go for a different girl.
Go for a flat girl. They're desperate.
Fuck. You know what's funny is I thought of like dude, all the girls in flag, and I was just like, Jesus.
They were not hot enough to be cheer. So they're in flag, and they're horny. They want attention.
You know what's super fucked, dude?
Why?
There was this girl in... I did feel so bad saying this.
Oh, no.
There was a girl in my fucking school that was on flag, and her name was...
Okay.
And she actually carried an inhaler and talked like that.
Oh, wow.
And she'd be like...
That's where you got it from.
She's like, hello, my name is...
That's where you got it from.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I just thought of, like, holy fuck. Like, I just registered that character with that girl, which is so fucked up because everyone in my high school could do it.
Yeah.
An impression of her. And she always had, like, nasal congestion. Voice, yeah. Dude, oh, it's fuck, so dude. Fucked up.
Damn.
What are you made?
Did she wear glasses, too?
Yeah, dude. She's like, yeah, I do flag. Dude, oh, it's so fucked. Imagine now I know.
Imagine she's like a billionaire tech. Like
she probably is. Yeah. She is good for her, right? Man. You're successful. Be successful. Don't be like me, a piece of shit. But I hope that she's doing great. Because holy fuck, man. Everyone's just like, Jesus Christ, this girl, bro. Anyways.
Yeah.
Dude, just ask, right?
Yeah.
Like, just shoot your shot. And stop looking at her like a fucking creep, bro. Like, she probably knows you're looking.
I know.
He's probably like...
And she's like,
with his, you know what's gross too is you think of the people, yeah. They're like all double chinned out and triple chinned out. They're like, oh yeah. Like, could you recommend a song with a violin in it that he could play to seduce her?
Ocean Avenue.
What? That has violin in it?
Yeah, yellow card.
Oh yeah, yellow
card. Yeah. I thought he was singing Rock Down 2. Electric Avenue. No, no.
Take that shit to the next level.
Nah.
Devil went down to Georgia. Is that fucking crazy?
Fuck. How's that go?
That would be hard as fuck. You don't know how that one goes?
This is fucking fast, right?
Yeah, it's super fast.
So he's just trying to impress her.
With a sick ass song.
Ooh.
And if that doesn't work, you didn't hear it from us. Because it's really bad advice. Don't play a song for it. I wrote this for you.
I want him to do a violin rendition of I'm in Love with a Stripper.
Ooh, yeah. How about, what is it? Pony.
Oh.
And he could be like sexy. Like this, though.
Keep going. That was actually magical for a second.
That'd be pretty good. Fuck it. Let's go with that one. How to get out of the friend zone with the cellist.
Yeah, you show him your taste in music.
You show him your taint? What'd you say?
No, taste in music.
Oh, shit. Like, fuck, can't you?
Look, oh, you play the violin.
It's a space between my balls and my asshole. Look at that. You like that?
You like it?
It's not the waiting, dude. What the fuck?
You ever heard of sounding?
Oh, fuck. No way. Jeez.
She's like, oh, I haven't played an instrument yet. Yeah. I'll show you.
It's like the triangle, but instead of dinging the triangle, you stick that up your pistol. Pretty cool. Pretty cool instrument, if you ask me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not string, but it's okay.
Does
percussion.
Quick question though, because a lot of these things are like lack of communication skills,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that where we're at? Like because of internet and screen and all that stuff, like just people can't talk to each other anymore.
They don't have enough social skills, or they lack the confidence to.
Yeah, right. Seems to be like the trend. Oh, I'm scared to talk, or I'm scared to say this, or you know, or I'm a virgin. Like, shut up, dude. fucking virgin.
Fucking virgin.
Yeah. Just kidding. You want to go to the next one?
Shut up.
No one's fucking listening to you, fucking virgin.
Okay, we have time for two more.
You little fucking verge.
Verge.
Okay.
Screw you,
so I got ghosted, and now she says hi. So I thought this girl was cute, and I tried talking to her on Insta, but she didn't want to talk. But later on, I found out from my friend that she thought I was cute, and we started texting. And everything was good until she wanted to hang out, but I was busy. So she told my friend that she wanted to hang out with me, and I asked her out, but then she ghosted me. Present day, I saw her at a party, and she said hi, and I said, fuck you. but now I'm wondering if I should call her or just leave it alone.
I think you already shot there, dude.
Move on.
You made your choice to shoot that fucking missile, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You made your bed. Lie in it.
You made bed. Lie. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Damn.
You're a fucking asshole. You don't deserve to be with her.
I know. Why are you asking this question?
You get ghosted and then you fucking hit her with like a fuck you.
Fuck you. Well, what kind of fuck you was doing? Like, fuck you. Or it was like, fuck you. Right?
Yeah. So he was mad.
Yeah, he's mad. So, dude, you're fucking. Yeah. If you want a shot, try.
Dude, that's hard. You know what? Go talk to her.
Try. Let's see what happens.
Hey, remember when I told you to go fuck yourself? I was talking to someone else.
I was having a bad day. I'm sorry.
I was talking to the person behind you. It was just me walking.
I was trying.
I was talking to your shadow.
I was trying to get candy from. She kept going.
Dad, you can't be using your name like that, bro. Fuck, what are you gonna do to me? She's probably a billionaire. She's gonna sue my ass. She's gonna be like, I'm so come here to collect some debt.
Oh, fuck.
Now I'm gonna have her and Pedro fucking trying to get money from me, bro.
That's Pedro. Pedro's even
I'm not on Xbox Live, so I'm chilling. It's not gonna hit me yet.
Should we go on Xbox Live? Probably. All right, next one, I guess.
Yeah, that question was weird.
Yeah.
How about I think he still felt he had a chance.
You don't, bro. You know what you should do?
Just try.
Go fuck yourself.
Just try, bro. Yeah. Let's see what she says.
Do we have one more?
Yeah, but this one's a story.
Let's just do one more. Fuck it.
Okay. So I left this date because his apartment smelled. I'm 22. Went on a date a couple nights ago with this guy who's also 22. We got drinks first and we were hitting it off. Really nice time. His house was a couple blocks away, so we would go back. So he asked me if I wanted to go back. As soon as I walked in there, it felt like I was going to Jeffrey Dahmer's place.
Ooh.
It was a mess, like a hoarder mess. Just crap all over the floor. It smelled like rotten fish. I tried to look past it, but ultimately I didn't feel safe. We started kissing and undressing. But then I wasn't feeling it. I told him that I had to go to the bathroom because I didn't feel comfortable and it felt like it smelled. The first thing that he said to me is, well, you could help me clean.
Damn.
I told him no. And then he was just like, wow, that's too bad. I was really having a nice time. And that was the last I heard of him.
Jeez.
It's two dudes, right?
No, it's a girl.
22. Oh, at least a guy asked another guy.
Start over, okay? Look, it's a 22-year-old girl.
Oh, just a guy, my bad.
And a 22-year-old boy.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
And she goes to his house. They had drinks.
And his house was like shit.
And it was messy, and it smelled bad. And then she said she wanted to go to the bathroom. And there's probably a dookie floating in the toilet there, too. Yeah. And she was like, I don't feel comfortable. And he said, well, you can help me clean.
Yeah.
To make you feel
comfortable. I mean, he's not wrong. You could help, but... But should she?
No, she's not responsible for your shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Would you ask?
No.
Hey, if you want some of this, you could clean.
I was going to ask you, too. I'm a little nervous because in my room, it's my cats and, like, It's like, if I bring a girl over, do I have to take them out or what do I do?
Why are you asking me?
As a cat owner.
I don't bring girls home.
No, I know. I'm saying if you had to, though, what would you do? Yeah.
If I had to bring girls home? Yeah. Let's think about it.
Yeah. Do you just place them out for a second or like?
You got to show them how to do it. Like you do your son, right?
What?
Like you do your kid. Your kid walks in, you show him, let the boy watch.
Oh.
The way I did it with my father.
Yeah, but I don't want my kid to watch.
The way my father did it with his father.
What the fuck, dude?
You never seen Eastbound and Down?
No.
I'll send you something later. It's fucked up.
But it's like, still, if I... Like,
I don't know what you do. Your room's already fucking...
It got clean. I promise you.
I don't know. I took some time. I don't believe it. But your room is like, it's like a little kid's room. It has a
don't tell them. Beep the shit out, bro. Beep the shit out.
There's a fuck ton of toys.
Yeah.
And it's just messy. And there's a basket of cum fucking happy.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
I threw your fucking cum shit out.
I know, but with the cats now, I
you know how disgusting it is when I realize what it was,
dude. You know what's funny? Anger's.
I know you.
Anger's expression was the best. He's like, like he felt like a dead body corpse.
Yeah, it is dead. It is dead babies. You got a trash can full of cum rags,
dude. But then because of the cats, I don't jerk off my room anymore. So I don't have that anymore.
So you uncle it in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Take the girl in the bathroom.
Huh?
Take the girl in the bathroom. So
don't bring her to my room.
Go fuck her at her house.
Oh, okay.
And then until like you guys hang out and she knows you have cats and she knows you're a messy piece of shit, then okay. Then you can be like, okay, like let's smash it.
I'll take a picture, bro. I'll send it to you. It's clean now. Okay. It gets messy
because your carpet stained, bro.
That shit, that's not me. I had a house party a long time when someone threw up. And someone did not clean it right away. That's why the stain is still there.
What?
That's disgusting. Yeah, you can rent a carpet cleaning system.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
For $50 for that's one true. Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Just for your cats.
I
have no idea.
I tried many different things. And I've always wanted a hardwood floor for my...
You know what doesn't work? Coming on the carpet.
Motherfucker. I told you
it's pretty fucked up though, right? Like you wouldn't. Would you ask? What would you do? Would you ask a girl to fucking?
No. And if I knew I was gonna bring a girl home that night, I'd clean up, bro.
You'd try.
Yeah.
But he wasn't expecting. He just went to the. Well, I guess.
Yeah, he went to the bar.
Dude, yeah.
He went to the bar. He was trying to guess.
And honestly, if you have the money, get a hotel room.
But even if like you go to the bar and you already know your
isn't house a hotel is room kind of sketchy though?
Is it
like a motel or a hotel?
I mean, either of shit, they both sound kind of bad.
Yeah.
Wait, is that worse than going to someone else's place?
I don't know the single life. You gotta tell me what it's like. Well, when you bring your girl home.
Well, if from a girl's Andrew's, perspective.
I would bang Andrew all day.
Yeah.
When I saw his room, straight up. If I saw your room,
okay,
I'd
run. We talked about this. Damn.
If I saw your room, I'd run too.
But if you saw my cats?
Those are some cute cats.
Okay, cool.
I'd be like, you need to do something. You need to do something about this. You need to rent a carpet cleaning machine.
Fuck you. Your laugh is too hard. Sorry, my feelings. You asshole.
You know how you like, well, you have an Asian household?
What?
You have an Asian household. Uh-huh. What's the point of taking off your shoes in your room?
For the cats now. It's for the cats. Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass, Andrew. You're laughing too hard there, asshole.
And Andrew hates you. Huh? Andrew hates you.
That's why he stopped taking my gifts. He's like, oh shit, it's turning into Hans.
You know what we should get?
What?
We should like get him things for his birthday that help him clean.
What? Like what?
Just in general, maybe like I don't know. For one, we could rent you a carpet machine.
I would appreciate that. That would be cool. That'd be great.
And two,
you still have to fix my window.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. I do have to fix your window.
Thank you.
Yes. Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
I sent Home Depot when you fucked up the toilet.
Oh, when it's with the
yeah. The, so I had to go get the new thing.
Can I be honest?
Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think it was fully your fault. Okay. But you were the last person to tip
I
it
did. And yeah, unseat yeah, yeah. it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I sat, I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah. You're the last person to go, kung, kung. And then yeah. it, like, really unseat. And then, that's why you're banned. Anyways. I didn't know toilet seats have weight limits.
You bitch. You bitch. You motherfucker. You son of a bitch. I fucking hate all of you fuckers. I want next week off, bro. I want a week off, you bitches. I hate fucking all of you.
I even get to tell you. Nothing I'm gonna say. This is even funny.
I want next week off. You fuckers.
Oh fuck! I'm sweating. Why is he laughing so hard?
This fucker. This is true.
He's fine. He has so much pent up shit he wants to tell you for real.
You fucking asshole.
He's like, oh my god, it's relatable. Yeah.
I hate all of you.
No. Anyways, I hate all the room wasn't referring to you.
I was referring to Han. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of 3030. And always thank you for Connor for being the number one fan.
Yes.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Connor.
All right.
Have you guys. Next time.
Bye.